What are some of the side effects and toxicity issues of bendamustine as well as lenalidomide in these patients?
So let's start with lenalidomide. I think the issues with that drug are mostly related to myelosuppression, in particular thrombocytopenia. So you have to follow the patients closely with blood counts, maybe once a week in the first month and then less often. And another issue with the lenalidomide is the skin rashes. I think these are the two major issues to worry about. With the bendamustine, it's surprising that really the incidence of serious side effects is quite low. There are some people who complain of nausea and vomiting, so you have to give them antiemetics. Myelosuppression is an issue like with all alkylating agents, but other than these two side effects, I think serious side effects occur in less than 2 to 5% of the patients, maybe diarrhea, maybe a skin rash, but nothing much of serious consequences.
How do you approach the issue of thrombosis prevention with lenalidomide?
So that's an issue that's been discussed significantly, and there are several studies that have looked at either aspirin or at low dose or a full dose of Coumadin. And I think the answer is not yet out there, but I think the more recent studies have suggested that if you have a high-risk setting, such as a patient receiving lenalidomide with erythropoietins, then perhaps either a full dose or an attenuated dose of Coumadin will be more appropriate. The incidence of thrombotic events in the setting of lenalidomide is close to about 5, perhaps up to 10% in some high-risk patients.
Any other management or side effects issues with Campath?
With the Campath, the real issue is the immune suppression. So I think we have to watch very carefully for patients who develop fever following Campath or Campath steroids, because there is a strong likelihood that could be CMV reactivation. And the available tests in the community practice may not be the ones that should be used. A lot of people think that by doing CMV antibody testing or CMV antigen levels that they could detect the disease. In fact, you have to look at CMV in the cells and detect the amount of CMV virus in those cells to be able to know that it's an active CMV. But the biggest issue as far as side effects of Campath therapy is the immune suppression and the reactivation of CMV, and less threateningly, the possibility of herpes zoster, and very rarely the problems with pneumocystis infections.